The gloves that you're wearing.
The
wool ones.
Yeah.
They're good?
They're good. They're a little bit too big, which makes trying to use my phone with them a little tricky.
Okay.
But they're great liner ones.
Yeah. I really like these ones too. These ones are good because they're windproof on the front.
Ah, nice. These ones aren't anything fancy. Like, they're just knit gloves, but the fact that they're wool means that, like, they're a bit wet, but still want to put my hands in here.
Yeah, they're nice.
Pretty good. Wool is amazing. I have a little sheepskin rug in front of my fireplace. I had a disaster of a moment the other day where I was trying to put a new log in for my chair. It wasn't, like, up close and as close as it should have been. And a log from the top of what was in there tumbled out and fell onto my wool sheepskin with the two kittens sitting right there. I singed one of the kittens, I think.
Uh-oh.
It didn't burn, though.
Oh, that's good.
You know, it kind of, like...
And it cleaned up nicely?
I needed to put some work into cleaning it up. Like, okay. You have to see a pretty definite log mark right now.
Which is no cat mark to go with it.
No, but the gray cat, when I pet her, her tail is a little, like...
Looping.
A little frazzled at one point.
It's a beauty mark.
I don't seem to be bothered by it. They still pet her. I think you're just, like, curled up in this beautiful, peaceful, like... warm spot and a
flaming
log falls on you. But yeah, it just kind of like smolders a little bit, and then whatever got like kind of burnt just brushes off.
Oh,
like, it's like not like it caught on fire. My friends who are knitters just would go on and on and on and on about wool.
Mm.
I was like, you guys are weird. But then the more I use wool, I'm like, yeah, that's great.
It's so nice. Yeah, like my. Your base layer is probably the same. My base layer is like all wool.
Merino, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
So nice.
Yeah, I don't even look at the other stuff anymore.
No.
Like,
it's worth the. I bought Icebreaker base layer. No, wasn't a fan.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Icebreaker is normally known to be good.
Yeah, it has a great reputation. Mine just like was ripping left, right, and center. But this Helly Hansen stuff, I really like it.
I bought the mech merino layers, and apparently they're known to start ripping. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, which I have a long sleeve and a, just like the pajama shirt I've been wearing to bed is also wool.
Okay.
That one I can start to see, like, holes appearing. Is that the guy?
I mean, we can see, which is a good thing.
Poke our heads out of the forest.
You come from?
Red truck?
Mm-hmm.
No crash?
Smooth sailing.
I bought some merino underwear for a hike once.
Oh yeah.
I'm not sure if that's necessary in my life or not.
Because you don't want to wear cotton underwear when you're hiking?
Well, I think that's the idea, and like merino is also meant to be like, you know, odor resistant and all that kind of stuff.
Oh.
And so, like, if you're backpacking and going for 7 days, it means that you can bring way less with you and just rewear it.
Oh.
But to me, underwear is so light.
It's not really...
It's not worth it.
Yeah. Oftentimes, I don't wear underwear anyway, so... I probably should wear underwear more often than I do. What I'm trying to say. Still more worried about something.
Yeah, I like it when I'm hiking because then you just like change your underwear and you feel clean again.
Yep.
But yeah, the merino stuff, it was like expensive. I didn't find that it fit very well and didn't find it like particularly comfortable. So I was like, yeah, that's not worth it. And then I traded it in, there's a buy and sell app in Vancouver that I was on often. I traded it for a cast iron pan.
Your used merino underwear?
I told them. No, I had two sets. So the one I wore, the other I didn't.
You traded it for cast iron. Wow, you traded up.
I think so. She seemed excited about it, though, so.
She's terrifying.
What are we at?
Do you want to know?
Yep.
44.
Okay.
I mean, we started at 11:44. It's 12:05, so that tracks. You know, I'll